It is, of course, just weeks since we were honouring those who took part in conflict since the First World War with our Armistice Day and Remembrance Sunday commemorations. But from tomorrow, visitors to the Yorkshire Air Museum at Elvington, thanks to some rather impressive new technology and the help of the Everwich Theatre and funded by the Two Ridings Community Foundation, can get a special insight into wartime memories and experiences in the voices of those who actually lived through them. Here's a little sample.
When my husband was demobbed, strangely enough, he was a Leeds chap, Yorkshire, and he got demobbed in York. Walking through York, he went into the first church he came across, walked down the aisle to the altar, knelt down.
I knelt at the altar and I took an oath that I would never handle another weapon again, and not even a toy one, or shooting gallery, and I've kept to that. If somebody handed me a gun at an exhibition, I just wouldn't touch it.
That's rather powerful, rather moving stuff. Let's find out what it's all about. Gerry Ibbotson is part of the team at the Air Museum, and Gerry is with us on the line this lunchtime. Hi, Gerry.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very impressed with that and find it rather moving, particularly with that music mixed into the back of it most beautifully. Just explain what we've just heard and how that is going to be, as of tomorrow, part of the Elvington visitor experience.
Well, that's the audio, the sound side of a series of video interviews, video clips, really, that we have recorded with this team that you mentioned. And it's with veterans, not only members of the York Normandy Veterans Association, but also veterans of air crew, bomber crews from the Second World War, with their experiences. And from this week, as you walk around the Air Museum, you'll see boards that explain what's happening. And there'll be something called a QR code, which I can explain about in a minute. I mean, you'll have seen it on all sorts of things. QR codes are used all over the place. And if you've got a smartphone, you can scan the QR code and it will then play you, it'll stream to your phone the full video interview. And then normally each one is a couple of minutes long, telling different aspects of that particular veteran's experiences. And we've got these dotted at various sites. There are four sites in total around the museum, and there are 11 interviews in total that we've got. And it's just an interesting way to really to kind of share these stories and to have it in a very sort of interactive way.
And do they connect with the exhibits that people are seeing or the rooms, the exhibitions that they're in at the time?
Yes and no. Some of the interviews were conducted in those particular spots. So you'll be standing in one particular area. For example, we've got one in the control tower, and you will be in the room where that interview was conducted. But some of the interviews, one or two of them were with air crew, so they will tie in. So we've done one, for example, one interview has been recorded behind the Halifax bomber, or at least where it was. It's now been shifted slightly for winter. So some of them tie in and some of them don't, but it's part of a sort of overall narrative of these stories firsthand. And what's interesting is that rather than, you know, it seeming like even the people of our ages, the distant history, it reminds you that, you know, it wasn't that long ago and that things haven't changed that much. So it's kind of bringing the history sort of up to date, and also it's a new way of telling these stories. And they are incredible stories. They really, really are.
It's clever stuff. Well, I mean, we just heard Gloria and Ken Smith there and his vow never to touch a weapon again. Let's hear someone else who features in one of the videos. This is Sid Metcalf.
After we'd landed on Sword Beach, it was quiet, real quiet. Khan was still in the hands of the Germans, but we had a clear landing. The officer said that, he said, "It's very quiet now." He says, "But in a minute," he said, you were going to dig or die. He said, "You've got to make a dig a hole, you know, a slit trench, each of you to dive into." And he was right, because we just got on when the Germans spotted us and they sent in their 88 guns over. And we lost some men. We lost one man. He was a wireless operator. He got killed. Another chap was sergeant fly into his slit wrench, and he got killed. He didn't get it quick enough.
The sergeant said, "You're going to dig or die," and well, as Sid tells it there, he was right. There is something. You could put those memories, couldn't you? You could put them on a signboard. You could have them voiced up by an actor. There's something really special about knowing that the voice you hear, and of course the video that you'll see if you're at the Yorkshire Museum at Elvington, it is actually the man telling his own story.
Absolutely, yeah, and they are old men. I mean that in the greatest of respect. They have lived incredible lives, and it is actually having it from them, because you look at them and you think, well, that could be my granddad or my great granddad or my dad or someone like that. And they were someone's dad and someone's granddad and someone's great granddad, and they were ordinary people. That's what I like to think of. They were people who were drafted or who volunteered, and they were, before the war, they were, you know, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, and a lot of them went back to doing that. In fact, I spoke to a veteran a few weeks ago who had been the navigator in the Halifax bombers, and obviously we've got a Halifax, the only Halifax left, really, at the museum, and he sat in his old work seat. We took him inside, and he's such an amazing guy. And then we ended up talking about what he did after the war. He worked for British Airways, and then he worked at Heathrow, which is where my dad did, in a civilian role, you know, and you think, yeah, and to him, he shrugged even. It was war. And then, you know, it was 2 or 3 years of his life. And then he went back to normal life. And I think that's what's really interesting, is seeing it from seeing these videos of the actual people. It's not a history book. It's not somebody sort of standing, you know, posing in front of a camera and saying, this is where X, Y happened. These are extraordinary, ordinary men.
Gerry, does this give you particular pleasure? Because people will know your voice as a broadcaster on Radio York at times, but on Radio 1 and right across the networks. People will also know that you're passionate about technology. You're relatively new in your role at Elvington. It must be a treat to be able to bring this to the public.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, I love projects, and this had already started way before I joined, but I've seen it through, so I've made sure I've written all the text. If you spot a spelling mistake on the board, it'll be entirely down to me. And I love telling stories, and exactly what you said, you know, I used to work somewhere called Newsbeat back in the 90s, and the thing there was telling stories to people who had no previous knowledge of it, whether it's the troubles in Northern Ireland, and did a lot of that kind of stuff. And with this as well, it's these aren't just stories for history buffs. These aren't just stories for plain buffs. And there are a lot of, you know, we have all sorts of different audiences that come to the museum, and they're all valid, and they're all, you know, they're all equally welcome. But this is for everybody, and this is for younger people, and for people of my age, you know, in very reflective middle age, you know. I'm too young to have lived through it, but you and I, Jonathan, I know we are probably the last generation who would have sat around with parents and grandparents who talked about the war. My kids won't do that, because I'm the last, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
We're the last link, yes.
We're the last link, yeah. My granddad was in the Home Guard. Don't tell him, Pike. You know, he loved that program, but he was a genuine Home Guardsman. And I had an uncle who was an army dispatch rider in Palestine and stuff like this. So to see these stories, and to use technology. And it's easy to say, oh, this is newfangled. It's not. We use QR codes for shopping, for all sorts of things, don't we? But they're on your phone. What they are is they're a little square of lots of dots or chunks, like black and white, like a puzzle. And when you scan it, your phone will recognize it, and it will recognize it as a website address, and that is where the videos are on YouTube. But you can't see them normally on YouTube. You can only see them at the moment. You can only see them if you're there and you're using this device on your phone. All you got to do on your phone is open up the camera, the same camera that you use for selfies and for taking pictures of the dog and your dinner, and you hold it in front of the QR code, take a picture, tap the picture, and it takes you to where the video is.
It's very clever stuff, and I'm sure it's going to enhance the visitor experience to Yorkshire's Museum at Elvington. Gerry, thank you very much indeed for chatting to me on Radio York, and good luck with it all going live tomorrow. Let's hear a little bit more from Sid Metcalf.
Middle of the night, one of the Germans came and they said, I want England to come down. And he had a lamp on the table, and he had these maps of Normandy and where we landed. And he said, can you tell us where we landed? And I said, I don't. I said, I can't. He says, why can't you? I said, because we landed in the dark, which we didn't. We landed in the daylight, and I knew exactly where it was. And he said, you Englishmen said do everything in the dark. And they swallowed that.
And they swallowed it. That's Jim Metcalf telling his... Sid Metcalf telling his own story that you can see as part of the newly unveiled exhibition with all this clever technology at Elvington Air Museum, the Yorkshire Air Museum, tomorrow.